It's 8464CA. Well, yesterday in the breakfast show, Catherine King, she's the opposition spokesperson for transport, live in studio, and she told us about the $210 million that's been put aside to improve access on the Karanda Range Road. For a lot of people, they're talking about bridle tracks, various other routes, tunnelling, all those type of things. But of course, the Queensland government has had a bit of a study, and everything suggests is we just do not have the business case to get the money forward to actually do such a large alternative project. So I guess Labor's kind of taken the bull by the horns and suggested that we really need to improve the infrastructure that we've got. Joining me this morning to talk a little bit more about this decision is the CEO of Advance Cairns, Dr. Paul Sparshot. Paul, great to talk to you this morning. How did you receive the $210 million announcement that came through yesterday?
I think it's a great announcement. Finally, we see some real money being put on the table.
A lot of people would have liked to have seen a lot more. But do you accept the reality that's certainly been put forward by the state government is that we just clearly do not have a business case because of the volumes across the range at this time to I guess, justify an alternative route?
There was recently a Tablelands Access study that looked at all the range crossings, and that basically came up and said that at the moment that it's not a capacity issue, it's a reliability issue. And the main problem that when I read the report is that the road closures, there's 44 a year, which is not acceptable. So I think it's really good. This $210 million, I believe, will be tackling that reliability problem so we don't get so many closures. Then there's a more longer-term solution to look at capacity.
As we well know, with a wet season, we're expecting a bit of rain over the next couple of days. That is an impact that really costs the Karanda locals a lot of money, and of course all the businesses further west across the Tablelands. And here in Cairns, of course, because they do business with the Tablelands and further north up to the Gulf. So I guess that reliability issue is something that's been clearly focused on by Labor. Let's move on to the Cairns Water Security Project. Obviously, the money that was put forward by the coalition of $107 million to assist in that project, half of about the $215 million that is required. That's been certainly put forward by the coalition. And it has now been matched by Labor, but as we heard on the weekend, specifically from Jim Chalmers, is that a business case must add up first before that money is forthcoming. Do you think we're going to have a business case issue with respect to the Cairns Water Security Project?
No, I don't believe so. So what I've read of the current council reports, we're almost there to what they call a business case. They've done very detailed studies already. They've examined all the different options for water supply, and they've settled for water out of the Mulgrave River. So there's no dam, so we don't have the same amount of environmental problems that we would have if it was we're building a dam. So I think I'm confident they picked the best solution, and I think the business case will just prove that up.
And as you said, that proximity certainly to the south side, because that's where the main growth corridor is at this time. So I guess having that proximity has got to be a good thing.
Yeah, a lot of our water supply comes from Copperload Dam, which is towards the north. So a lot of the growth area is in the south. So you put the next water supply near where all the growth suburbs. So I think it's a great solution.
Well, look, I guess at the end of the day, I'm not asking you to make a decision against, Labor and, of course, the coalition and the promises they've made, but it's certainly good to get an independence, perspective with respect to these two particular promises that have been made in the last couple of days by Labor for the tropical North Queensland region. I guess the rest will be left to the wind and the election on the 21st of May, Paul.
Yes, but we're not there yet. We still need the state money of $107.5 million. So I think we need to keep the pressure on to the state government to get the project fully funded.
And certainly with respect to both Labor and, of course, the LNP here in Queensland, hopefully they'll take out the discussion that we've just had this morning fairly seriously and stump up in due course as well. Been great to talk to you this morning. He's the Chief Executive Officer of Advance Cairns, Dr. Paul Sparshot. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Murray. In 2020.